This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Aaron's.
Mm-hmm.
So sit back, relax. Hands off episode, baby. This is all you, Aaron.
No.
Woo, can't wait to see what you cooked up souffle style.
You have to help. You have to help.
What?
I'll do dishes. Aaron, I'll do dishes for the episode.
And I will sweep.
Okay, fine.
I'll sweep the episode under the rug afterwards.
Let's get started. Let's get started. So no one has an idea for the opening. Did everyone hear that silence at home? Did you hear it? We're including the silence. I said, let's get started. No one had an idea for an opening.
Well, to be fair, JPC and I were... I think we thought we were doing the opening.
Yeah, we did an opening, and then Aaron let a long pause happen and then said, let's get started. And so I guess all of it stays in. Huh?
History will remember it differently.
How?
Hi, everybody. How? I don't know. Hey, hello. I'm Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Aaron Keefe. This is Hey Riddle Riddle. That's JPC and that's Addle. Hi, boys.
We are not part of Hey. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Aaron. I would just like to go ahead and say I am JPC. I am a legally distinct entity for purposes of taxes and assassinations. Mm-hmm. If you are trying to kill the podcast, it is like a hydra with three different heads, and I'm a legally distinct head.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Adol Rafai, and I can say no more information due to my lawyer trying to get me to protect myself because I blab too much.
Yeah, oh, great. This is going to go great.
You're a real blabbermouth, mm-hmm. says your lawyer. Your lawyer's
says
words,
my lawyer.
Not mine.
My lawyer's words.
Yeah.
Actually, my lawyer's kind of rude.
He's not even that good at the law either.
Yeah, he's a rude patood.
Aaron. Rude patood. What's up?
Aaron, can I ask you, what are the, since you've moved out to LA,
mm-hmm.
what are the three best things?
About the world?
No. I mean, no. I don't think we could find one good thing about the world right now.
Yeah.
The three best things about LA.
The mountains. The camaraderie about how shitty driving is here. Mm-hmm. And tacos.
Fuck. Yeah. I think that's a pretty good.
Mountains,
that's a pretty solid thing.
And
yeah.
Tacos, camaraderie, and mountains.
What are the three best things about Chicago?
Ugh. I mean, the weather's been insane. I don't know if that's a plus or a minus, but the weather's been absolutely crazy.
Ooh, Chicago weather.
Ooh, then Chicago weather. Number two, living so close to JPC.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a little board game night tonight. We're going to miss you, Aaron.
What are you going to play? Starts to pack suitcase, rushes to the airport, refuses to be left out of anything.
Realize you only pack silverware.
I'm grateful. That's exactly what I need.
We're going to play Quacks of Quedlinburg. Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
It's a favorite.
That is the name of it.
Japes and I. Very fun game.
Fun.
Okay, well, you guys have obviously nothing to fucking talk about, so I'll go ahead and say it. There is a full-on war with the millipedes at my house. That is right. And the millipedes are at war.
Millipedes are military-grade peds.
Yeah, these are peds with the full funding of the United States State Department and Pentagon behind
drones?
Them.
Drones?
Yeah, $700 billion budget on these, probably more than that, on these millipedes. Millipedes are not harmful in any way. And I did look up, because I have millipedes in my basement, and I was like, what are these millipedes doing in my basement? And one of the responses was, hey, if there's millipedes in your basement, these are outside bugs. They're probably lost. And I lost it at the fact that they were like, a bug could be lost.
That's
I'm like,
so funny.
If a bug could be lost, then its whole life is being lost.
Deborah?
There's no way a bug's not always lost. Like,
I should not be walking on marble. this is not a good sign. Oh, God, this is stainless steel. Let's get the fuck out of here, Janine.
Okay, you know I'm a bug. I should not be on stainless steel.
You know, the millipede turns to other millipedes and is like, guys, where are we? Can I ask, JBC, is this like a house centipede silverfish situation? Because if you Google millipede, they look like snakes. Like, this is a true millipede?
Millipedes are like, I think that there's like a difference between millipede and centipede with like the way that their leg joints work. But millipedes do kind of look more like snakes. They're very long and they're very, very slow.
Ew.
And I have no problem with the millipedes. The millipedes and I, it doesn't need to come to blows, me and the millipedes. We're all good, me and the millipedes, but they're very slow and they just
I'm very long and very slow. And I don't deserve to be killed in a basement.
They crawl.
That's going to be your obituary.
They crawl across the floor, and more often than not, I accidentally just step on them because they're just slowly crawling across the floor, and now I got to clean up like a millipede corpse.
That's insane. I've only seen millipedes in pictures. I've never seen one in real life. Maybe I'll come over and see one.
Like, by pictures, you mean in cinema, right?
Yes,
I've only seen them in the moving pictures.
But we have, at our house, what's called house centipedes or silverfish. And those things
Everybody
are terrifying.
Knows.
Their legs are super long, so they're actually quite wide if you count their legs. And they move real fast. But I think everyone is always like, don't kill them. They kill other bugs. And I'm always like, I'd rather deal with the smaller bugs than deal with these motherfuckers.
me and the house centipedes, who I have no problem with as well, we have our little rule, and you get two. I will throw you in a corner, and the corner is where you get underneath the ground, and that's where you go. I'll do that twice. If your ass pops out that third time, you're gone.
Yeah.
You get two, I throw you in the corner. Those guys are cool because, and millipedes are the same, that they don't, like, fuck with people, and they don't have, like, they don't bite you, really. But those house centipedes, the way that they kill other bugs is they kick them to death with their legs. And I'm like,
Is that real?
I've never seen it, but if you, like, Google about them and you, like, research, like, what do these things do? They're like, don't worry, they're usually pretty
scared
of humans.
Sounds like your search history is pretty wild right now on your computer.
Yeah,
what have you been Googling?
Actually, he's sharing screen, it says here Jean-Claude Van Damme. So you were just looking up Jean-Claude Van Damme, who kills people with his kicks.
The wild thing about every bug that I've ever come across in my house or apartment or home, you always see the bug, you Google it, and the first thing that it says is like, hey, actually, this bug is fine, and like, there's no reason to kill this bug. With the exception of like a termite, they're like, okay, the termite will eat your house. That maybe is wrong. But most bugs are like, this bug's actually great because it eats the other bugs.
Yeah.
But if every bug eats the other bugs, eventually I'm just running like a bug buffet in my fucking house where all the bugs are just coming and eating each other and sucking and fucking and like living it up. And it's like, eventually I have to say enough is enough, guys. You got to do it somewhere else. You don't have to change the way that you are. I appreciate you, but you can't do it here.
Closing time.
I love that you suck and fuck. Just not here. Not under my roof.
I love to have the bugs sucking and fucking all day long, but they can't suck and fuck at old JPC's casa.
Great, crazy story, JPC. Here. I lost my rights this week. Big week for you, big week for me.
Aaron, you lost those last week. You absolutely have to pay up. But at the rate that things are going, you will have lost more rights on the week that this comes out.
Of course.
So that's good news.
But sorry about that millipede situation.
Can I tell you my favorite part about that ruling? My absolute favorite part about that ruling is one of the only Supreme Court rulings that they didn't leave the door open for was interracial marriage. So I'm still living it up large here at this house, because as long as Clarence Thomas is married to a white lady, interracial marriage is still on the table. So I want to give a big Hate Riddle Riddle shout out to Mr. Clarence Thomas.
No, that horrible. Anyway, speaking of being trapped somewhere, do you want to start some riddles?
Yeah, that's right. That That mysterious rich man trapped us in his basement. We have to answer riddles every Monday until we die.
Mysterious man. It's you, Adel. We know it's you. No.
I'm the only one who talks
created by Adel Refai.
No. I'm the only one who can go upstairs and talk to the very handsome, very tall, very muscular, rich, mysterious man. Very young as well.
We know you go up there, eat a yogurt, laugh about how you've trapped us here, and then you come back down.
No.
Because you come back down here covered in yogurt.
What?
Created by Adel Refai.
You gotta look into, go get your Google machine out. You gotta look into Go-Gurt, my man, because that's the yogurt for you. That's yogurt you can eat on the go. Because right now, what you're doing is you're going all over yourself, yogurt style.
GPC search history: millipede, centipede, Go-Gurt.
Wait, hold on a minute. Point of contention: wouldn't yogurt on the go be yogo?
I mean, if you want to get sued, sure.
Go yogo Go-Gurt. Go-Gurt.
Aaron, shh. No. Lay down.
You bumped your head. Go-Gurt.
You're not wrong, but Yogo versus Go-Gurt is at this point, it's settled law. It's HD DVD versus Blu-ray, where it's just like, as soon as porn went to Go-Gurt, it all went the other way for it. So
You go, Go-Gurt.
Hey, excuse me, ma'am. What does your shirt mean? I don't know.
I was riding go-karts with the Go-Gurt.
You go, Go-Gurt.
I do want to give it up. Let's just take a brief pause, a brief moment to celebrate and really applaud the mad men in advertising who come up with all these yogurt names. Fage, Chicobani, whatever that is.
Yoplait,
Go-Gurt. These all sound like names for like sex rooms in a hotel or something. Of like,
oh, yeah.
Would you like to go to
my wife and I want to get to the Go-Gurt room, if you don't mind.
So just a peek behind the kind of hotels that Adel is staying in. That they
Do you have a Yoplait room?
A sex room.
go to the Greek yogurt room. It's to your left.
The room is yours. You can do with it as you please. If you want to fuck in there, I'm not some millipede. I'm not going to tell you where to suck and fuck. Like, you can do whatever you want at this hotel.
Exactly. Aaron, legally, you are Old Man Puzzles today.
Fine, for now. Let's see how this goes.
Do you want to toss us some freaking hardballs?
Yeah, these riddles come from Sterling. And Sterling said such nice things in their email, and I will show it to you guys after we record. I thought these were really clever and a fun, creative concept. So I've taken a number of fonts and typefaces that you might or might not be familiar with and rephrased them to be confusing and weird. See if you can figure out the font I mean. How familiar with fonts are you?
Not very. I know New Courier and Helvetica, and I think that's Times New
Roman. That's it?
Times New Roman.
Wingdings. These also sound like sex rooms.
My man knows Wingdings, of course.
You gotta know Wingdings.
What about Comic Sans? You know Comic Sans,
Oh, I know
right?
Comic Sans.
Oh, wait, Adel, let me see if I can give you a hint for another one. I actually don't know if you said it, but...
Ariel.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right. I know Ariel.
You guys are just burning through these. All right, let's do these before. No, you're perfect. The first one is a bell tied to a bird.
Bell tied to a bird. Now, Bell was famously in a mansion with a feather duster, which feathers
bell
come from birds.
As old as Bell.
A bell tied to a bird would be a ring ding.
Wingding.
A wingding.
We said that one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Wingding.
A freshly made hourglass from the historical Mediterranean.
Freshly made hourglass, right? Straight from the kitchen.
Now, this one I think would be Times New Roman, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Isn't that fun?
Okay. Yes.
That's very fun.
A stand-up comedian who's
Comic
suffered
Sans.
A loss.
Comic
yes.
Sans.
Yep.
Sans. Can I get the pasta sans parmesan?
Pasta Sean, I'd like to see a scene.
Yo, go.
JPC, you are a stand-up comedian who got terrible news right before they went on to the stage. And Adel, whenever you're ready, you can be a heckler.
He did what?
Oh, welcome to the stage!
Well, I gotta go up. Hey, everybody.
Wow, that lady ran by announcing something.
Hey, everybody. Just to get ahead of it, My name is Louis G.K. Now, see, I just heard the news.
Oh, hold on. I'm a Dracula. Ooh. That's me just taking a sip of my drink.
First of all,
ooh.
I hate playing these fucking nowhere clubs.
Ooh.
I just want to get on top of it. I'm going to be doing some comedy for you tonight, but I'm not that guy. I'm not the one that you all might be thinking of. That's a completely different... I just heard about that guy, and that guy seems like real bad news. Apparently still doing a lot of shows.
Mm.
Which is fucking wild to me.
Yeah, he's banned from the Fage Factory, which is where you're at now.
Okay, I'm sorry, so is it... It's Dracula? Is a room primarily full of Draculas at a yogurt factory?
Boy, that's
and you
right!
You told me to tailor my set to this, so... Oh God, I really need this $500.
I hope he does something on coffins.
I hope he does something on blood.
I can hear them. I didn't have anything on coffins or blood.
Quick, the sun is coming up!
Oh, I am getting the sun. I am getting the sun, the sunlight from the back of the room. How'd I do, baby? I killed all the Draculas.
Scene.
I love how there's a bunch of Draculas, not a bunch of vampires. There's a ton of Draculas.
You were Sans Helsing.
Sans Helsing. Sans means without.
Yeah.
It's like the foot of the text or something, right? Like the thing that like a serif is a flourish, and sans serif is without the flourish. Is that
no,
right?
No, a serif is in charge of a small town, specifically in the Wild West.
ACAB, of course.
Omar Sheriff. I only know sans as like the, I know it in like restaurant terms of like a salad sans pecans. What's like, it just
a
means
salad
without.
Sans pecans.
Sans pecan. A salad sans, hold on.
Can I have a salad sans pecans?
A salad sans pecans. A salad sans pecans. Children, a salad sans pecans.
A salad sans
pecans.
So I know that
as just like... A salad sans pecans. A salad sans pecans.
You go, go, go.
You go, 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 Gert.
Comic 86 serif.
Oh, yeah. 86 is like the diner term.
Yeah. So you know it from the restaurant term, and I know the diner term. Yeah. All right, together we know a lot.
You eat your eggs. I'll eat my foie gras.
A visit to the combination optometrist and OBGYN.
At the combination Pizza Hut and Taco
And this is
Bell.
A fine. So it's a combination between, it's a, what is it? It's a podiatrist and OBGYN?
Optometrist.
So
eyes. So
eye doctor.
Optometrist and what was the second one?
OBGYN.
OBGYN. Lens vagina?
Wow! Da 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 da!
Did I win?
Yeah, we've been trying to get you to say lens vagina for 207 episodes, and he finally did it! JPC, why did he win?
I bet you're thinking, what's going on here?
What's going
yep,
on?
Yep, that's me. I'm Lynn, and this is my vagina.
It's like Charlie's Angels, lens vaginas.
What did he win? He gets to spin the wheel of responsibilities. You have to call someone's dad on their birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. Again,
the
wheel, the wheel of responsibilities. Not good. Never want to have one of these responsibilities, but that's what you win.
So Adel's guess vagina lens, which love to see that font. Well, I wonder what that looks like.
Uh-huh. That sounds insane. Vagina lens? No. I said lens vagina.
Pardon my French.
Eye baby. A font that is eye baby.
What do they do to you at the OBGYN?
Pap smear.
Pap?
Pap prika. Pap.
Looky hoo-ha.
No. Pap, you have it's Schmier. Pap and then pap. Something that's in your eye.
I'm sorry, just for clarification
iris.
For my knowledge.
Papyrus.
Is Adel closer with pap iris or am I closer with looky hoo ha?
I'd say you're equally as warm.
Hey, okay. It's me, John Travolta. Looky hoo ha talking. That's hard to say.
Pap iris. I get it. That's fun.
A cartoon turtle dressed in black denim and chains.
Myrtle punk.
A cartoon? Goth Raphael.
A cartoon turtle dressed in chains and what else?
What
dressed
gothic?
In black denim and chains. So
gothic
is
something.
It.
It's like gothic.
It's something gothic. It's also a founding father who invented the bifocal.
Benjamin.
Other
Benjamin
Franklin.
Gothic.
Gothic.
Franklin Gothic. Yeah. I'd
Franklin
like to see
gothic?
A scene. JBC, your turtle dad, and
okay.
Adel, you decided. That you're going to change your style as his son, and now you want to dress like a goth, and you're on your way to the school bus and your dad's stopping you because he thinks that's not an appropriate way to dress.
Okay.
Whoa.
No, Dad, fuck off.
Slow down there, kiddo.
I'm gonna be late, Dad. Now's not the time.
We're turtles. We're gonna be late. What are you wearing, Jamie?
I'm wearing a new shirt by my favorite band. They're called Taking Back Sunday.
Well, I think you should taking that back to the store. Why don't you put on that nice red polo shirt that your dad got you?
I tried wearing that last week and I got my fucking shell kicked.
Now, Jamie, put a dollar in the swear jar.
Dad, are you on shrooms?
I'm fucked up for sure.
Love you both. Gotta go to work. I'm a rabbit. Zoom.
The hair always wins. Dad, it's not a race. It's getting to school.
Look, Jamie, you are a very special boy. You're half your mother and you're half me, your father. But you get to also be you. I just don't want to see you falling in with a crowd that doesn't actually represent you, my boy.
I can't listen to this. Let me put on my headphones.
I chimed in. Haven't you heard of closing a goddamn door?
That's more like it.
That's not Taking Back Sunday.
Sure it is.
No. That's Panic at the... And that's an older cut.
Wait. What? Dad, you listen to Panic at the Disco?
Oh, no. I guess it's time for the truth to come out. Your dad wasn't always Mr. Turtle. In another life, he was Pete Wentz. And I got kicked in the head by a police horse at a parade.
Oh.
Then I married a rabbit, had a turtle as kid, moved into this boot, and I live in a river.
Huh. Let's put a terrapin in this and discuss further at home. I think the ketamine's really kicking in.
Oh, I hope so. Old Pete Wentz doesn't have much to live for anymore.
Help, my dad's in a K-hole.
Just the slow drip of ketamine.
My dad's in a K-hole, help.
Pete Wentz.
Perfect. The lines for a play about observing your surroundings before proceeding forward.
Script.
Mm-hmm.
Sight lines.
What was the second part? Lines for a play, script.
The lines for a play about observing your surroundings before proceeding forward. This one's really tough.
Script observations. Script surroundings. Script. Is script in the front half or back half?
Script is in the back half. So it's something script.
Something script. Man, I wish I knew
peripheral,
fonts,
peripheral
better.
Script.
You look around and then you
deduce.
Move forward.
I
check for cars.
Blank what I want to blank. I
see what I want to see. Say what
see?
I want to say. Do what I want to do. Dance how I want to dance.
And then
say,
I go. Loop. It's Seago.
Oh, yo, go, go.
Seago script.
Seago script?
Seago, mm-hmm. go, go, go script?
Seago script?
Yeah, you're not
now,
familiar?
Hold on. It should have said, what type of bird drinks Pepsi and explodes? A seagull.
I want to see a quick scene here with Seago script. Aaron, you are applying for a job. Adel, you are the interviewer for the job. This is at a internet startup. Aaron, you are applying to be a programmer, and you have listed a bunch of programming languages on your resume that you don't actually know anything about. And Adel, you are just asking Aaron to explain her experience with these programming languages.
Okay, so we're really excited to get to know some people who want to work at Flashback. I'm taking a look over your resume here.
Mm-hmm.
I see you know Python, C++,
yep.
Southern French. It says also here you know Cartwheel Plus and ABCDs.
Of course. I'm proficient to expert in all of those.
Oh, okay. Can you
Starts
talk me through
sweat? What?
Can you talk me through Cartwheel Plus?
Yeah, of course. course. I mean,
is that
obviously,
programming or,
obviously, it's a program that takes your business numbers and turns them upside down and then right back, right set up again.
Oh, that's for Flashback. That's exactly what we need. So we will if hired. I want to say if hired, we will probably put you in the programming department. That sounds pretty good.
And that's probably the end of your questions, right?
No. I have a few more. So it says one of the programs, you know, here it says Microsoft Excel. It also says holding an egg in your mouth for 2 minutes.
Yep.
Is that just a special skill or is that also programming?
It's both. So I can hold an egg in my mouth. And also
for 2 minutes.
And also it's, sorry, can I just, I just need to just step out really quick. Give me 1 second.
Oh, before you go, it also says yogramming. Yogurt programming?
Totally. 1 sec. Hey, sorry, Dad. You know this resume you made for me because you want me to move out of the house?
Yeah.
And you want me to get a job?
Sure.
None of this makes a lick of sense. I didn't read it before.
I didn't work for Microsoft for 45 years with things that made a lick of sense. We were building the future, Kennedy. We were building the future.
What's the yogurt one and what's the egg one? What do they do?
I was in a pretty deep K-hole when I wrote this.
Oh, God.
Just tell them it's a programming thing, okay?
It's a programming thing.
Sorry, you're outside of the room.
Can Sorry. Yeah,
you got to go back in there and your dad's going to keep sweeping.
It's a programming thing.
Oh, great. And what does that do? What kind of programming? How is this helpful? How is this?
Behind you!
Huh?
Picks up cup from your desk, throws it right at your face. Diversion! Did I get the job?
No, you broke my nose. Janitor!
Oh, yes.
Can you clean up this mess and please escort this young person out the door?
To her new desk?
No, out the door.
Oh, out the door of this office.
Why are you taking out your pocket watch and letting it sway back and forth in front of my
Out of the door of this office to her new desk in the bullpen with the rest of the programmers.
With the rest of the programmers.
I didn't work as a magician at Microsoft for 45 years. No, you don't say this part.
I don't say this part.
Oh, no. Come on.
Come on.
Be serious. A janitor who's a magician.
Scene.
All right. Well, that's going to be on your TV soon enough, everybody.
Magician,
a couple more
janitor.
Before a break. A darkly colored crayon granted the power of flight.
A darkly colored crayon?
Darkly
black,
colored
brown?
It feels like this one wants you to say like
burnt
gothic
sienna?
Again.
Gothic? Dark?
You got black.
Okay, black and with the ability to fly? Oh,
with
black bird singing in the dead of night.
Take these broken wings and blah, blah, blah. Wait, black Ariel?
Font.
Ariel black.
Ariel black.
Oh, that's where she's like, oh, do.
Some punk rock, just early 2000s, lots of drums.
Punk rock? I was going for metal.
Yeah, all right.
Did I sound punk rock?
It got a little confused somewhere in there, punk rock
man.
And metal. The world's meshed a little bit, especially with Avril Lavigne and Ariel Black and all
she
of those
She left
artists.
Me roses by the stairs, surprising them in she cares.
Fun with numbers at the time when multi-celled life was first becoming prolific on Earth.
Counting crows.
Math
evolution.
Addition primordial soup?
You got it. The classic font. No.
Can I play a new character called Font Dracula?
Yeah, font Dracula. Did I hear it?
Dracula.
Helvetia. Was that fun?
I love it.
Yeah, I like that. Count, is count part of it?
No.
Fun with numbers.
It's the name of a class where you would talk about numbers.
Math.
Mm-hmm.
So
math? That's the second half of it.
Okay. Something math. And then the first half was back to an era in time when lizards were fish?
It's something like that. Like Paleolithic math or something
Pangea
like that
math?
Is what we're looking to.
Oh, Pangea math is a great pop
punk metal band name.
Oh, yeah. Pangea Math.
My fucking dad is all on my ass, and I don't know how to relate to my dad.
I'm unfamiliar with this, so I don't know if you guys are going to get it. It's the Cambrian period. Cambria.
Oh, Cambrian in Australia.
Oh, Cambria.
The Australian period. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Perfect. Cheese, well, we're going to go on the fastest little break. It's going to be so quick. See you back in a second. JPC Addle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC and Addle on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Well, and we're back. I said we're back mid-yawn. Oh my god. Oh.
Why don't we take that one again?
mid-yawning to you.
And we're back. Take two. And we're back. How was everyone's break? What'd you do?
It was so quick I didn't have time to wash my hands.
And my family went to Maine, to Acadia.
Oh, sounds amazing.
So a great little break.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And I can continue recording as long again as I don't touch anything. Because Adel was gone for, I don't know, 8 days? 9 days? I guess 8 days, 9 nights. And I didn't wash my hands that time, so.
Gross. Good. Glad that I asked.
Okay. I guess I'll start judging you on every little thing that you do in your life.
Every
I am actually looking
thing
in your
I
room
do
right now.
Is magic. What are you
looking
at?
Aaron left a salt shaker on the fucking counter. So how about that? Also, no paper towels in that paper towel roll.
Stop looking. Stop it.
Unclean. Unclean.
I just ran out.
Aaron, I got to say, big fan of the, even though I didn't know a lot of them, big fan of those font riddles. Please keep those.
Yeah, weren't they amazing? Thank you so
those
much.
Those bespoke, unique, home-crafted, homemade Etsy-style riddles coming. Please send them to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Because Lord knows we need them.
And by Joel Lord, I mean did just that. Same. Joel wrote some limerick Ooh. Riddles if you want to try to do those. Or we could just sit here in silence for the next 30 minutes. What do you guys think?
Billy Joel?
Bottle of red. Bottle of white. Okay.
No, I would love to hear Joel's limerick riddles. Now, I gotta say, these aren't gonna be fucking filthy, dirty limericks, are they?
I hope not. And also, bottle of red, bottle of white, you're having steak and fish? What are we doing?
I don't want to hear any riddles that have like blowing loads of chunky cum or whatever.
What else do you not want to hear?
Like
doing like a filthy, miserable, sticky fuck. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, bending over to lick a tummy. What else?
I don't want
to
hear
doing the splits and doing the splits and thing. I don't. Well,
splits and thing.
Honestly, if the answer is doing the splits and thing, I wouldn't be mad.
That one's context dependent. Because that's not necessarily filthy.
Doing the spits and pissing.
I don't want to hear a riddle about someone slapping their wet calves on someone's sticky, slicky shoulder blades, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's not my type of riddle.
Yeah, I could do with half of that.
Casey's going to have so much fun bleeping these, however he sees fit. Yes? Great, here we go. You'd say I'm awfully thin, and many chuck me in the bin. The lines on my face might help keep your place. Against me, Dwayne Johnson can't win.
The Rock.
Did you say Cake Boss?
Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
Cake Boss.
You're listening for it. You want to hear Cake Boss.
Against me, Dwayne Johnson can't win. So this is either Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You'd say I'm awfully thin, and many chuck me in the bin. The lines on my face might help keep your place. Against me, Dwayne Johnson can't win.
Ben Diesel.
No.
Because it was in his contract that he couldn't lose a fight to The Rock.
Which is so funny.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Is this a full answer? Or is this like a pun?
No, it's not a pun. It's just
okay.
A regular.
So what can a rock win against?
I got a dead stop, my man Adel, on this one because he asked, "Is this a full answer or a pun?" So I gotta ask you, what is a full answer to a riddle in your mind?
I love when I don't get dead stopped and someone else does. I just sit here and read my magazine and look over.
Like a riddle will be a half an answer. It'll be like, well, the answer is a bleh.
Well, typically we can just kind of shout out bullshit stuff. But a full answer is when I have to like really exert mental power and sort of go in my mind palace and go in the laboratory and concoct a special chemical that releases an answer that I have to then put to words and pronounce. And
is this
going to
be one of those riddles where I can clock out for the last 75% of the riddle and say echo and still have a 50-50 chance of getting it right?
Yep.
All I'm going for anytime I yell something is for Aaron to go close, shadow, egg, cloud, the color blue. Aaron, is it paper?
It is paper.
Hells yeah.
You got it.
Ding, the 25th anniversary.
Oh, yes,
oh,
of course.
Yeah. Oh, 25. No, I think it's like the 3.
2? Yeah.
2 year. Yeah.
Hold on. Could anyone possibly ever know what the actual numbers behind it anniversaries are? Oh, damn it.
The two of you are a couple. You're celebrating your 25th anniversary, and you each got gifts that were maybe not appropriate for the year.
Got it. Wow. What a wonderful evening. I mean, this has been so so special.
Yeah, the champagne was such a nice touch. And oh my God, you hired a personal chef. This is just beautiful. Should we?
And the carriage ride around the block. I mean, you said, hey, would you mind going outside and picking something up? And then the carriage right there. And it was just, what? And the horses had almost no smell.
Aw, babe. What a wonderful night. Sweet. Should
You're
we exchange
so sweet.
Gifts? What are we doing?
Yes. And I have your gift in the kitchen.
And I have your gift right here.
So, okay. And, okay, give me one moment and...
Monsieur, is there a problem with the entree?
Shut up. Just sit down. Huh? Just leave, actually. We're done eating.
Am I being taken hostage?
No, we're done eating. You being around this long... Don't fume. Just get out, okay?
I always want to see a smile on my customer's faces.
We did a whole carriage ride, and then we came back, and you were still here cleaning up.
And I will stay here until I see one of you rub your tummy and say yum, 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 yum.
Yum, 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 yum. Get the fuck out of my head.
It was not authentic.
All right, baby. Here you go. It's 25, so here are some zinc supplements.
Oh, these look a lot like the zinc supplements I bought that were on the counter.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Are you
get this man out of our house?
Yum yum yum.
Me, you hired him. You get him out of our house.
Yum yum yum.
You did hire him, right?
No, you hired him. I said you hired a personal chef.
Everyone on the floor.
I got you divorce papers.
You've been served divorce papers. Hops on a horse, floats into the moon.
I knew there was no such thing as a grilled cheese cordon bleu.
That's violent. Did you see that man float into the moon? Smacking it.
See.
The guy, the process server that sticks around for 3 hours makes you a full dinner and then is like, you've been served.
Best in the biz.
Best in the biz.
I serve one person a day with papers.
the title of this episode is definitely I Don't Think So.
Yay.
I don't think so.
If you had to tell me, what do you think the 25th anniversary gift is? And something that we won't have to worry about for a long time.
Onks?
Diamonds.
Onks?
Onyx?
Oh, I thought you meant like an onk, like an Egyptian religious symbol.
Wires.
Onyx or obsidian or
wires.
Is it wires?
Yay, made him laugh.
25th. That's a Drew Bledsoe jersey, right? That's the Drew Bledsoe jersey.
That's also what a doctor says when they made an accident. I drew blood, so you have to sign these.
So are you mad at me?
Are you mad at me?
I think that every couple, I think they should say, fuck whatever, you know, whatever like tradition tells you is the, you know, anniversary, whatever. If you make it to 1 year in your anniversary, you should sit down and be like, look, let's plan out the next 50. We'll both agree on what the material is and we'll just put it in a list. And that way we can agree on it together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we're all like, okay, so 35 is coming up. We all know that's horse hair. So it's like, we gotta get together. We gotta figure out how we're going to do this. How are we going to make it special?
Of course, 41 is fibromyalgia. 36 is a big aquarium.
36 is a big aquarium. That's my favorite one. God, it's two big aquariums.
Maybe it's gold?
Could be gold for 25.
Rose
gold?
Is no one going to Google it?
No, I'm not going to Google it.
Oh, I know.
I know that 12th is Kevin Eubanks' laugh. That is the 12th anniversary.
What, so it's forced laughter? It's not gold, but it's close.
It's the silver anniversary.
It's silver. I can't believe. Can you imagine?
Is gold 50?
I think 50's diamond.
Diamond, okay.
Can you imagine going for 25 years, which is a huge accomplishment nowadays in marriage.
Yeah, big accomplishment.
And only getting silver, which is second place. Gold is 50. Aaron, I'm sorry, you're right. I think is diamond 75? Okay. I think diamond 75. Because
right. Wait, did you think that my voice was Aaron's voice?
Wait, what did I say?
Do you think our voices are that similar, Adel?
Aaron.
We have to get back to riddles.
GPC, wait, hold on.
There's two Draculas. Which one do I shoot?
Neither. You have to use a steak.
With four, it's no problem, you're fine. With three, not as safe a design. With two, please be careful. With one, you're so dareful. With zero, just sit still and whine. And they know that
wheels.
Yes.
Oh,
you're
the
amazing.
Wheel in the car keeps on turning.
Tickle my teeth, oh so gentle.
Elmo.
The spaces between accidental. If you bang on a string, the cool cats will swing and cold hearts become sentimental.
Did you guys ever have a tickle me teeth Elmo?
It's an Elmo with super sharp teeth that you have to try to tickle before it bites you.
Can you read that one more time, Aaron?
Tickle my teeth, oh so gentle, the spaces between accidental. If you bang on a string, the cool cats will swing and cold hearts become sentimental.
I want to say floss.
So this is clearly. Is it like a mouth harp or a...
I was going to say a harmonica.
It's some sort of musical instrument.
Totally. What are the...
Bang on a string. But
yeah,
what,
you're...
Your mouth and a string?
You're using your... There's no mouth in it. Tickle my teeth, oh so gentle.
An accordion.
Yeah, it's a piano.
Piano.
It's an accordion. The mobile.
Mobile piano.
Well, also called Weird Al's piano.
Steel arms reach out from a concrete plane, mirrored fingers reflecting the rising sun. Humanity like blood cells pulse and flow inside, knives stabbing the clouds.
I want to say that's Robert Frost.
It's Robert
Frost. And that's his poem, Big City, Small Guy.
That was not a limerick, more like a beat poem.
Yeah.
Is this some sort of skyscraper, Aaron?
Yeah, you got it.
A skyscraper.
Yeah.
Speaking of puns,
I do want to see a scene.
Oh, go ahead.
I do want to see a scene. So the two of you are architects. Aaron, you are the lead architect, and you are showing JPC your plans for a building that you want to build in the city. But you're very poetic. You're very sort of good with words. So the way you're describing the building is almost as if it's some sort of ancient poem or something.
Glamour. Personhood. A little bit of luck. And a little bit of glass. Why do we look down when we could look up? Hi. I'm Claire, and I design buildings. Next slide.
I'm sorry. Are you on a call? I can come back. Are you?
Oh no, I'm talking to you.
You're talking to me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we've met a bunch of times. No, you just introduced yourself. We've met a bunch of times. I'm Rory.
Glamour.
Oh. Okay.
Personhood.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh shoot. And I'm Claire, and I make buildings.
Yeah. Yeah.
We want. Next slide. We want people.
Should I be hitting next slide?
Yeah.
There's not a computer open in this room.
Next slide.
Okay, sure.
I want to design something so beautiful that it will inspire people to stop, even if they're on their way to work.
Yeah.
A building's not just a building. It's also a skyscraper, which is also a place where small rooms... Next slide. Next slide.
I don't know. I'm just hitting the desk. I'm just tapping the desk.
Hey, Frank on the call here. Loving the pitch so far. I do want to remind the two of you that this is for a Best Buy.
Great.
So our budget is basically to repurpose a Circuit City.
Yeah, and I just came
innovation.
We just have a big delivery of steel and concrete, and they just asked me to come and ask you where to put it.
Oh.
Dreaming big and coming together as a community. Next slide.
In the pit?
I don't... What, in the pit?
Yeah, just put them in the pit.
Frank, I'm sorry. You're from Best Buy Corporate?
No one's ever fallen in love with a building until now.
See. Aaron, that was almost... If I close my eyes, that was basically lifted from Mad Men. You're a very good pitch artist.
You were very
pitch artist.
Channeling your inner Don Draper.
Well,
I look like him, so why not?
That's true.
Welcome to Beverly. We have Dan Draper.
Welcome to Beverly. We have Dan Draper.
Oh, that should be space to be a circus shooter.
My name's January Jones.
I wanted to do it. I'm January Jones.
January Jones from South Dakota.
I'm January Jones, and I don't care about my kids.
Used to date Jason Sudeikis.
I'm smoking in the car. I'm smoking in the car. It's 1960s. I'm smoking in the car.
I'm Bill Murray's brother, and I pierced my pants. I'm Bill Murray's brother, Joel Murray, and I pierced my pants.
You punched your parents?
Puns
I don't know.
For daddy. I give you the setup, and you give me the punny answer. Adel, you're built for this.
Whoa.
Yes. Is this by the same person?
JPC,
who sent us
you're also here.
Limericks?
Okay.
Yeah, same person.
Thank you, person. This is fantastic. What was
these are all
did
Joel.
We say their name or we didn't? Joel.
Yeah, they're
thank
all Joel,
so much,
which
Joel.
We can only assume is Bill Murray's brother.
Billy Joel?
Joel Murray. Who I think is the actor who was in Mad Men.
Yep. The one who pissed his pants, right?
Oh, yeah.
He pissed his pants, I believe. A character on the show who pissed his pants.
But he wasn't doing the splits, so we're protected.
Protected.
A crime-solving swamp-dwelling lizard from Florida in a waistcoat should be called... A crime-solving swamp-dwelling lizard from Florida in a waistcoat should be called...
So an alligator belt? No. So an alligator is definitely Florida.
Would it be like Scruff McGator?
Something. It's something Gator.
Sherlock Gator. Sherlock Jaw.
What's a waistcoat?
It's like, if I say
like
it.
Old-timey blazer?
It's like, it doesn't have sleeves, and you connect
vest.
It. Yep.
Vest.
It
doesn't have vests. Investigator alligator.
Yeah, you did it.
Wow, an investigator. Okay.
That's pretty great. Investigator.
If you see an Apple store get robbed, you might get called into court as an
eyewitness.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
A little eye.
Yeah, isn't that hilarious?
I love this. Holy shit. Joel, can we give Joel my personal number?
Yes, I already did. And sent.
My pun hotline, my direct, if you have puns, send them immediately. No time is bad.
When I threw away my dad's newspaper, Puzzy, he said some...
horrible shit.
He said some breaking news. He...
what's a kind of
puzzle? When I threw away my dad's newspaper, puzzle... oh, he was acrostic with me?
Close. He used...
he was...
What,
he used some Sudoku words.
Oh.
You know, but you got it. What is this?
He screamed,
puzzle?
What a fucking family circus?
No. You had it. You kind
oh,
of.
Oh, he used some cross words. With
there you go. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
There
nice,
we
nice,
go.
Nice.
There we go.
The knight who was the largest when measured around the waist was known as
Big Knight. Big Knight Daniels.
The good knight. When you measure a circle,
circumference.
Yeah,
you
sir,
come
sir.
Here, circumference.
Conference.
I would
well,
like
hold
to
on,
see a scene.
Aaron. Aaron, if I may, before we see the scene, which I definitely want to see, JPC and I asked very nicely. We pleaded with you.
Pleaded.
No like, gross like fucking answers. Now, if you take the frints off this answer, what do you have? JPC?
Well, you have succumb, Aaron, and I don't think that that's very nice to hear a person say. I don't actually like the way that that sounds, and I didn't love saying it.
And despite your circumference. Despite your circum size, whether you be large or small, you are still circum, and nobody wants to be knighted by a circum.
I would like to see a scene.
I take
JBC,
that stance.
You are circum, and what is like a knight's like sidekick? What are they called?
A squire.
Robin.
Squire. Couldn't think of the word squire. Adel, you're his squire.
Excuse me, sir.
Esquire.
Must I address you by your full name?
Jerry's fine.
Oh, thank God. Jerry, I want to be a knight as brave and as bold as you. I also want to be a hedge knight, which is a knight that curls up into a ball and runs real fast.
Yes, but hedge knights also have to protect their coins, pats by pouch.
Oh, yes.
And you'll never get coins unless you take on some of the big game. Everyone knows that in order to become a knight, come closer, squire, come closer.
Wait, is come closer your catchphrase?
It is, yes.
So come closer.
I don't like shouting. So I say come closer.
Yes, whisper in my ear.
In order to become a knight, you have to get your knightly name. And you have to get your knightly name from defeating a creature. Like, take Sir Dragonheart, for instance.
Yes, I heard he slayed a dragon by lancing it through the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Which I prefer
indeed.
To Joey it through the heart, but yeah. That's just me.
Or to take Sir Kingkiller, for instance.
Yes, he's the knight who finished all two of Patrick Rothfuss's books. What
yes.
a feat.
What a feat indeed.
Still waiting for the third.
Keep waiting, Sir Kingkiller. Keep waiting.
Well, I do. No, never mind. That's a
no.
rude question.
What is it, squire? Well, you're my squire. I'm an open book.
Well, I used to be the town crier. Now I'm a squire, so I think level
now
up.
Now I'm the town crier.
Shut up, John. I want to know.
John's always dropping his pencils all over the floor.
Oh, yes.
Just pick up the pencil,
just
John.
Just pick it up.
Solve your own problems.
So I want to know, what did you defeat to get the name Sir Cum?
Well, it's not really what I defeated.
Oh.
But it's what I entreated. And let's just say I helped the queen with a very specific issue that she was having.
Do tell.
I f***ed her, man. Come on. Keep up. I f***ed your fucking brains out, dude. What are you talking about?
Is that why the prince is your doppelganger?
Yeah.
Scene. So thank you, Joel, for those.
Thank you, Joel. You absolutely rock. Those were amazing.
I would love to... play a voicemail.
Ooh.
Oh, baby. All right. Aaron wants to do it. Let's hit it.
Wait for the beat. Hey, riddle. I want to get calls on the voicemail and I'll hit play. Wait for the beat. Hey, riddle. I want to get the calls on the voicemail and I'll hit play. And I'll hit play.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Love you all. I just wanted to hit you with a fact here. Did you know that nearly a third of the times that the word banana is mentioned in the comic Garfield was in 1990? This is a comic that has been running since 1978, and yet nearly a third of all the times the word banana has been said in the comic is in the year 1990. It doesn't make any sense. 1978, it's been running since and a third of them are in 1990. Answer for your crimes, Jim Davis. All right, love the show. Thanks, bye.
Interesting. So a voicemail from someone obviously in a K-hole. We could not have known that earlier when we did that scene.
Nope.
Well, I learned a thing or two.
I learned a thing. Not, I wouldn't say or two. I learned a thing.
I think I learned that same thing a couple of times. I think I learned it a couple of times in that voicemail. I'll say that.
I mean, next time I'm at a party and somebody's wearing a Garfield sweatshirt or eating lasagna, I will definitely bring up this tidbit.
First of all,
yeah, of course,
if you are going to talk shit about my parties with your little subtweets, just don't come. Because you saw the invitation, you saw it was a Garfield sweater and a lasagna party, and you chose to come and make fun of the people who were there. That's on you.
You think you're a Garfield? You're a Nurmal.
JPC.
And if you think you're a Nurmal, you're a John.
And if you think you're a John, you're right.
Who? We've gotten hundreds of voicemails, and you didn't pick one where someone gave us a riddle. Interesting.
That was a bit of a riddle.
I picked one that I thought that you would all like, and so that's the riddle. That you didn't say, give me a voicemail with a riddle in it.
Can I have a voicemail with a riddle in it, or is it way too late?
I like to say that I did a little research on this one, and I found that in 1990 was the introduction of a Garfield character called Banana Man. So yeah, no shit, he said banana a bunch of times in 1990, because Banana Man never came back after that year.
Banana Man. I do, for some reason, in my mind's eye, I can see John wearing a banana outfit. Maybe that was a thing? It was Garfield.
Garfield was the one who was being Banana Man.
I will say, recently on Magic Tavern's Patreon, we recorded a thing where we, in character, went through a whole book of Garfield comics. And I gotta say, as a kid, I thought I liked Garfield. It's very bad. A lot of it is three panels. The first panel is like Garfield smiling. The next panel is like Garfield killing Odie. And then the third panel is like John being like, come on, man. And it's not funny. None of it is funny.
I don't necessarily know that
we don't say that out loud.
I don't know if it was supposed to be funny. I think there's probably some funny stuff. I just think, like, with anything, having to do so much Garfield, the hit rate has to be so low because there was just so much
Garfield. But I remember as a kid being like, fucking Garfield owns. And then reading this as an adult, I'm like, this is awful. I still feel like Far Side holds up, and I still feel like Calvin and Hobbes holds up. But the rest of it, I think, is very bad. Dilbert.
What's the one that's like the cat or something that...
Heathcliff?
Is it Heathcliff? There's one of them that, like, the guy who did it died and then, like, gave it to his son to do, and his son just does, like...
Oh, weird.
They're just like, I think it might be Heathcliff, and I think it might just be, like, random fucking non sequiturs that he's just like, why not put this into the thing? No one's looking at these anyway. But I could be wrong about it being Heathcliff. And I'm not too sure about Jim Davis, but I do know that Scott Adams. Scott Adams, the Dilbert guy.
Oh,
is
he's
like
a piece of shit, right?
Yeah, he's a full-on like piece of shit. So I don't know if the same thing became of the Garfield guy. But after knowing that about Scott Adams, I am always worried of like, oh, this cartoonist, he probably crazy. He probably fully
Gary
fully
Larson,
drove himself
he probably crazy.
Crazy.
He probably went to prom with a ostrich.
It is Heathcliff. It looks like...
Hey, what's wrong with going to prom with an ostrich?
Oh, shit.
Hey!
I'm so sorry. I forgot.
That's what my date did. Went to a prom with an ostrich. I'm the ostrich.
I'll describe you this Heathcliff cartoon. It is a woman sitting on a chair, and Heathcliff is holding up a puppet of Heathcliff to the woman, and it just says, Puppet Heathcliff likes you. And that's the whole cartoon.
Pretty meta.
Hey, it's just whatever you want, right? Like, that's Heathcliff.
Maybe that's a reference to something?
Couldn't possibly be. What could it be a reference to? So I do want to say a full-throated endorse of Heathcliff. But caller, you forgot to say your name, you forgot to say if you liked the podcast, and you forgot to say if you were even submitting it to the right podcast, but we agree with you. Jim Davis did something weird in the 90s. Get bananas out of your brain, Jim Davis.
That was such a good voicemail choice. We all learned a thing, and we're feeling better for it.
Oh, Aaron, I'm getting word that we have time for one more voicemail.
Hey, longtime listener, first time caller. Love you all.
This is the same guy.
Nearly a third of the time the word banana is mentioned.
He might have just repeated himself and then he changes at the end.
1990?
Yeah.
This old. Is a comic that has been running since 1978. Old. And yet nearly a third of all the time old. The word banana has been said in the comic.
Nope, same one. Casey, stop. It's the same one. It's
do we
same
know?
One.
Do we know for a fact that, okay, well, I guess it may have been the same one. It's also going to probably be one of those things where we're never really going to know the truth. Was it the same one? It's really just impossible
to tell.
I
have my best people on it. We'll have an answer.
If you have a Garfield fact that you want to submit to the show, you can always do that by calling 805-RIDDLE-1. That number again is 805-RIDDLE-1. Hey, Adel, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Oh, you startled me.
I'm sorry about that.
I would say, what's something I want to plug? If you're watching TV and there's a commercial break, do 10 push-ups. I don't fucking know. I'm not going to play your game.
You weren't prepared for the question that comes at the end of every single episode.
Okay, hold on. Well, I will say, I haven't played it yet, but Anthony Birch recommended a video game to me called Neon White, I believe.
Okay.
Neon White. So check out Neon White. It's Anthony Birch approved. And I also hear through the grapevine and the California grapes themselves that the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game is supposed to be really fun. I think it's called like Shredder's Revenge or something.
It's like arcade style, right?
Yeah, it's like a throwback to the 90s arcade. So I'm probably going to check out those two games in the next week or so. I'm going to go ahead and say they're probably great, so play them now, and we can check in next week. Aaron
calling his shot.
Babe Ruth in it. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
I would plug, I saw Marcel the Shell movie. I think it might just be out in New York and California, but it has a wide release soon. And I really loved it. I think it was great. So if you need a little pick-me-up in the world, do that. Also, if you're looking for anywhere to donate based off of all of the nightmares in the world right now, reach out to me on Instagram, and I have a running list of places.
Hell yeah.
If you want to do something. JBC, anything to plug?
Yeah, we got a 5-star review. If you want to get your 5-star review featured, just go to Apple iTunes, make an account or whatever you do over there, and then submit a 5-star review, and we will read it potentially on the show. This one comes from that one other guy, says my favorite actual play podcast. What a game! If you're a fan of Rude Tales of Magic or Not Another D&D podcast, you'll love this kooky take on tabletop audio play from the mind of silent DM Casey Tony. Fan-favorite characters Adel, Aaron, and Lil Monkey Bones explore a land of riddles and puzzles after being cursed by the shadowy quizmaster, J-Pissy. Along the way, they befriend lovable companions like Uncle Santa and Aaron's repulsive sweater, journeying ever closer to the mysterious Riddle Court, where their curse may yet be broken. But beware, adventurers, for is not an answer merely a question and masquerade? Oh. Listen on, dear child, and find out. Thank you, that one other guy. What a fantastic review. I don't necessarily know if that's the way the podcast is structured, but good enough for me. You got most of the stuff right.
We should make an RPG.
That sounded very exciting.
I'm sorry, TTPG? PG-13 movie?
No. I totally agree. We should make a rocket-propelled and then we should go to the houses of sitting and we should use
hold on, rocket-propelled hold on.
You go, Gert. You go.
To them up.
We're beeping up. We beeped all of that out, but.
We might need some beeps on that. We might need some beeps.
RPG, to me, stands for Robert Pattinson Gagagagoy. Well, Aaron.
Yes, Adel.
Let's see here. One of the dirtiest answers you could ever say involves a certain sort of out of this world component in the solar system. Starts with the J and ends with an R. No.
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
You go, Gert. You go.
Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris. Keep or hate Riddle.
Hey there, Chats and Box. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another classic Chatterbox episode, which means we're answering your prompts. You can listen to that, plus our entire back catalog, at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.